Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kos Vov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph. At the top of the page is Halacha Hei. Vidoime, Arsad Sipor, Lamigdol, Ritzli, Labai, Chayav. Mishnah says from Rabbi Yehuda that if one trapped a bird in a cabinet or a deer in a house in Shabbos, he's liable. Chachamim, Sipor, Lamigdol, Ritzli, Lagina, or the Chotzer, Rabbi Bonim. Some say he's liable for a bird in a cabinet or a deer in a garden, a chotza or a beaver, which is an enclosure of game. Mishnah Gamliel says not all bivorim are the same. There are klal kozim hamachaseder, part of shenim hamachaseder chayev. The general rule is, if there's still anything needs to be trapped, as we explain, he's exempt. If it doesn't need trapping, then he is liable. And the Gemara says, "Ami Rabbi Chinana, Masisin Deloi Kobi Yehuda." The Tanina, Asad Sipor Lemigdal Usli Lebayis Chayev, Alagina Lebibayim Potter. We say now, "The Tanina Tamon Ein Saldin Dogim Min Abibayim Bein Noisim Lifneim Zeinos, Alagina Lebibayim Potter." Chinana said that the Mishnah in Maseches Beitzer is unlike Rabbi Yehuda. Here, Rabbi Yehuda teaches that if one trapped the birds, means in a cabinet or a deer into a house, he is liable. It implies that if he trapped it into a garden or a beaver, he will be exempt because it's not considered trapped there. There, the Mishnah says that one may not trap fish from a beaver on Yom Tov, and one may not put food in front of them, which implies that if he trapped them into a beaver, he's exempt because they're not considered trapped there. The Chalva should say, the Rabbanan, the Tanina and the Tanina of Chacham Ra'imim, Sipon HaMigdal, Ritzila, Legino, Lachotza, Lebibayin, the Tanina Taman, Aval Sardin, Chaya, Ve'oif, Min HaBibayim, Ve'noisim, Lefneim, Mezeines. Ha, she's in Legino, Ve'omichotza, Lai. The Gemara asks, well, Rabbanan contradict themselves. In our Mishnah, the Chacham say that one is liable for trapping a bird into a cabinet or a deer into a garden, Chotza or Biber. Mishnah there says, but one may trap a chaya, which is a wild animal, or a bird from a beaver and put food in front of them. This implies that one may not trap them from a garden or chotzer. Kan, mechotzer shenim makua. The first answer we give is that here our Mishnah is discussing a roofed chotzer. They're trapped there, and the Mishnah basically discusses a chotzer that does not have a roof. Bahataninan gina, islachme magina makua. Gemara asks, well, our Mishnah teaches also a garden. Can you say that the garden has a roof? The Kamba Gedolei Kamba Katana, rather, second answer is that the Mishnah in Beitzer discusses a large garden or a chotzer, and our Mishnah discusses a small one. Rabbi Ula Omer Bo'on Kaimei Rabbi Acha Man Nisni Kol Machusa Seder Chai Bushein Machusa Seder Pata. Rabbi Ula said that they asked Rabbi Acha, should we teach in the Mishnah Beitzer, like our Mishnah, anything which is Mechusa Seder, which means it's not trapped yet, one is liable, and anything that's not Mechusa Seder, one is exempt. Amaloin, Veloi, should say, B'yom Tov, Aron Kaimen, Alakoha, Mechusa Seder, Osa, Oshene Mechusa Seder, Muta. Racha said, no, does it not discuss Yom Tov? Rather, teach there anything Mechusa Seder is forbidden, anything that's not Mechusa Seder is permitted. Amram Shmuel, Achid Rabbi Brachia, Koshim Mechusa Nishbin, Mechusa Seder, Koshim Mechusa Nishbin, and Mechusa Seder. Shmuel, the brother of Rabbi Brachia, said that anything Mechusa traps, catch it, in Mechusa Seder. Anything not Mechusa traps, meaning it's not lacking traps to catch it, then it's not Mechusa Seder. Shechtim in Amigoim, in Shechtim, we may slaughter from nigrim, which are grazing areas next to rivers. We may not slaughter from caves in which traps are set and traps. We yasi rabun b'shem Rabbi Ami, v'sadzar d'shisa. We yasi rabun, quoting Rami, said that this refers to big traps. Shmuel should say, Amal sadhu b'pitam. Shmuel said, one may trap fish from a big barrel. Rabama Sachra Dinara Shari Vasa that one may trap fish from a dammed river. And Mabyudan Kahi the Tasim. Mabyudan said it's only when the place is closed off.
You come up to the next mission of Halacha Vav, Fish and Nichnas Labayis, Nal Echa Befonav Chayev, and Nal Ishnaim Ptuim. If a deer entered a house and one locked the door, he's liable. If two people locked the door, they are exempt. Yochel Echad in Oil, and Nal Ishnaim, Shnaim Chayavim, Roshim Pesach. If one couldn't lock it, and two people could lock it, and did, they are liable, Roshim and exempt. And the Gemara says, Ba'asa Yisrael, Hayochid, Shasa Chayev, Shnaim, Gimel, Shasa Ptuim. Someone brings from the Pasuk Ba'as they saw that an individual who did an Aveira is liable, but two or three who did it are exempt. Rav China said that if one of them was healthy and one of them was weak, if the weak one locked with all his strength and the healthy one did not lock with all his strength, then the sick one is liable and the Bawi, the healthy one, is exempt. Rabbi Yossi Rabun, B'shem Rabchina, Haya Svi Ratzka Da'al Koy, Ben Eskavin, Ben O Ba'adoy, Ben O Ba'adoy, Ba'ad, Had Svi Muta. Rabbi Yossi Rabun, quoting Rabchina, said that if a deer was running normally, one intended to lock the door in order to guard his house, and he locked and guarded his house and caught the deer, then it is permitted. Quoting Rav Chuna, said that if one saw a child floundering in the river, means in danger of drowning, and he cast a net on Shabbos and intended to raise him, and also the fish is with him, then it's permitted. When it's coven lahalos alasosh of zehuvim in my mutter. This is a Rabun quoting Rav Chuna said that if one was excavating a collapsed house on Shabbos and intended to raise, means save a person buried under the rubble and raise also gold coins that bound up with him, it is permitted.